What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and I'm so happy to have you here today. Today we have a really exciting guest and a topic that I know many of you are going to be really excited over. Chris Andrews is here today, and she's talking about Domenher, which is a beautiful community in Italy that has really become this new sustainable development, this new world community, recognized by the United Nations, and they are here in Georgia, or will be here in Georgia, the first weekend of April, and we'll talk about that, but to do a past lives retreat. And so as always, I'll open the show with a quote, and we hope you stay to the end for our beautiful Peace Brain meditation as well. That's the format of our show. So sit back, relax, and the quote that I want to open with today is actually from Ralph Marston, and he says, "Think of what you would begin to do if the concept of failure did not exist. Alas, there are obstacles in life, and yet there is no reason to let these obstacles define your life or restrict your thinking. True, there are limiting factors in your world, but they don't have to limit your imagination or the results you achieve. What ultimately holds you back is your choice to be held back by one factor or another. What will always move you forward is your choice to do so, no matter what the obstacles, real or perceived, may be. The future holds infinite possibilities. The ones that really matter are the ones you choose to follow and to bring into reality. Let go of the doubt and let your vision rise." I really like this quote of Ralph Marston because we tend to get caught in failure many times, or get caught in, wait, I have that limitation in front of me. I have that obstacle in my road. Well, perhaps so, but we also know how to become that water and flow around it and make a new choice. So this quote also I really liked today, because today we're going to be talking a bit about past lives and how to heal ourselves and our past lives so that we can be fully present in this life and really make some fantastic choices and make a whole commitment to living life to the fullest and making our mark on the world and bringing your peace to the world, both within yourself and within the community you're in. So when we choose to not really view life as a failure at all, we just know it's a step of processes. You know, there's the wonderful adage of Thomas Edison when he made the light bulb, tried for like 1,000 times and made it on the 1,000th time. But he said, "I didn't fail 999 times. It was just a 1,000-step process." And I like that attitude. That's very much in synergy with this quote. So know that there are no failures, including in your past lives, that you have, it's all a journey to where you are now. And I know that's a whole new attitude sometimes, to sit and think, like, wait a minute, I failed at that. Oh, nope, I just learned a new lesson, and I can choose to go around it. So take a breath. We are going to talk about this amazing community today. I have a wonderful friend, Christine Andrews, or Chris Andrews, and she and I have known each other for many years, studying the spiritual world and metaphysics, and really how we can better ourselves in this life and make it easy to create peace in the world, in whatever job each person is in whatever situation you are faced with, that you can find your inner self and your true self and study what really turns your spirit on. And for both of us, what turns our spirit on is Dom and Her. It is this amazing community in Italy. And in fact, I wanted to read you an introduction before we get Chris on the call, that this is from Dom and Her and their book, Temples of Humankind. And this introduction is from Rob Califf. He says, "Welcome to Dom and Her, a community of over 800 men, women, and children who live surrounded by the pre-Alps of northern Italy. Welcome to the Temples of Humankind, an underground network of halls and corridors built by the people of Dom and Her, who are filling this modern-day Noah's Ark with magnificent paintings, stained glass, mosaic floors, sculpture, and sacred architecture. Built deep inside a mountain, the temples are a sacred place of healing, remembering, and initiation into the mysteries of the human heart and soul on this living biosphere, Earth." And he says, "It was on a summer's night in 1998 that a circle of early Dom and Herians sat around a campfire in the valley of Valle Chusella. Gazing at the stars, they witnessed a meteor pass across the sky. It was long and slow and left a trail of stardust in its wake. They took this as a sign they were waiting for, a cosmic blessing to build the temples dedicated to the flowering of the soul of humanity. They took up picks, shovels, tools, buckets, and wheelbarrows and started construction. Over a period of time, a cluster of concentric households or mini villages called the nucleus emerged like mushrooms after a warm rain and started as a small community of visionaries and friends, evolving into a complex society and with an enlightened form of government along with its own constitution and currency. Art was already an inspired part of the life of the people who set out to learn, experiment, and innovate with materials and styles specially suited for the unique moist climate inside of a mountain. Today, the condensation of water from the mountain circulates like a bloodstream throughout the temples and eventually accumulates in a small lake outside. The air circulates approximately 6 times an hour, providing fresh, clean respiration, and the burning of dead lumber from the forest above the temple provides warmth and integrates the energy of the sun and the trees in a circle of life that feeds and replenishes. For 16 years, the construction of the temple was kept secret. This approach was considered necessary in the building of a structure in which there were no pre-existing laws, and the early Dom and Herians held the conviction that it would be best to deal with inevitable legalities and cultural integration later in its evolution." And he goes on to say, "All who gather week to week were clear that our world was reaching a tipping point, a critical stage in the evolution of the web of life. Global warming, rising sea levels, and diminishing habitats are bringing our environment to a point of no return. The latest and most sophisticated computer modeling indicates that an extinction of 1 million species by 2050 or sooner. An unprecedented shared vision of the world, custodianship, and conservation is needed now, and Dom and Her represents a hopeful sign of the destiny of planet Earth, a culture grown from a human mythology." So Dom and Her is this sacred site. It is this new community that many hundreds or maybe thousands of people actually are there now, with spirit as really as one of their major missions and tenets. And they are coming here to Georgia, to Serenbe, which as well is an amazing sustainable community with a spiritual vision and mission, and we'll be presenting a past life research workshop on April 1st and 2nd, a two-day class happening here in Georgia. So we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute with Chris. I do want to give you the website, though, to Dom and her. That's D-A-M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy, H-U-R.org, so domandher.org. And for this website, you can find out with Chris, C-H-R-I-S dot pastlives at gmail.com, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, too. But for now, I want to introduce Chris. She is an amazing woman, a Renaissance lady, and really an instigator for bringing Dom and her to and Sarah me together, these two amazing communities, for this past life workshop. And so welcome, Chris, to the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you. I feel honored to be a part of this, your whole peace movement. It's a beautiful endeavor.
Well, thank you. It's certainly Dom and her, and this workshop is very much along the lines of peace. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, how about the workshop? What is that all about?
Well, basically, you know, Dom and her considers themselves a laboratory for the future of humankind. So they have developed through, you know, meditation and prayer, and Falco, the founder, bringing about healing, because of course we have to heal within in order to heal our outer world too. And so he loved having a sense of humor. He loved creativity. He loved freeing the spirit and having the wildest imagination. And in these workshops, it really sets you free with all of that. There's, because not only do they have the Oracle who that's originally what you do. By March 1st, we have to have in your birth time and your pictures. And the Oracle, who actually sits in Dama and her, which is an incredibly profound access point on our earth that brings in incredible energies also. As they say, the ground breathes at Dama and her. And so they will channel your most prevalent past life that would really release and give you the most healing. And in that, when you come to the seminar a month later, you would they just give you hints. And through artwork and through theater and meditation, you actually find the past life within and really connect to it. And so then the last day, they just read your whole lifetime, and you can see how you had already embodied it. So not only do you heal on the subconscious level through the art and the meditation, but also on a cellular level, it heals. And the artwork really becomes profound, too, because even if you don't think you can draw, it's amazing what happens when you're in that energy and your spirit comes through. And what even comes out that you might not have known was really subconsciously blocking you. And for some people, it even helps them really gain insight on their purpose in life and really set them free to really live that out. And it's really a wonderful experience. And having having it at Serenbe, where it's also a community, I feel that's similar in some ways to Dom and her, in the sense that it's really getting international recognition also for it's built on sacred geometry, and it's all about community and peace and love and prosperity too, and sustainability. And I just really feel bringing the two communities together is going to have such an amazing synergy. And we're also planting energy in a way, too. I mean, Dom and her visits other parts of the United States, but I feel that we're really planting an energy with these two communities. And I think interesting people, and it's just going to be, I really feel it's going to be very profound. So I really appreciate a chance to speak about it because, and let people know about it, because I think it's important that we do this, especially with where we're at in the world. And I know a lot of people care, and it's like, how do you do it? And this is one piece that I believe that Dom and her can bring to us, because they've studied so much and have really created such that utopian society that we're all, you know, really yearning for.
They have. You're absolutely correct. I haven't been there yet, but I have seen amazing pictures of Dom and her. The art is just, it is like the eighth wonder of the world. In fact, I think that is their title, because of the beautiful, the halls of the temple and the halls of all the different sacred sites that they've created are filled with these amazing stained glass artwork and windows and columns of crystal and gold, and in these beautiful sacred geometric shapes, and just the energy that even just feeling, looking at the pictures of Dom and her, you can feel the energy leap off the page. And I know from working with a workshop from Shama, who's going to be the facilitator of this workshop, her energy is very otherworldly. It's almost like an angel from heavens comes down to the earth to step up and be in a very human form, and very, what am I trying to say? She's very humorous and present with us, sort of like the, I was going to say a holy mother, but not, you know, to elevate her necessarily to that point. And yet she does have that energy of this sacred feminine. And so I know that her energy in facilitating the workshop is going to be very prized and very special.
Yeah, and just some comments on what you said. People, supposedly, they weren't artists that developed all of the beautiful artwork. They were inspired. They not even necessarily learned how to do it. They just started drawing and painting and doing all of that artwork in the temples just by pure inspiration. And that's what Dom and her unleashes. And isn't that what we all want, is to just let our human spirit soar? And that's really what it does, is letting that free so that we can truly create. And in that, we all, our natural being is to be in human relationship and in harmony, and it just happens naturally. And you're right, and Shama is amazing. In fact, she was very close with Shakti Gwan when she, you know, with the creative visualization movement 30 years ago when she lived in the United States. And so she has really been planting the seeds of consciousness for a long time. And she's originally from Italy, and when she never thought she'd move back, but when she came to Dom and her, she was like, this is it. But she, you know, because she's traveled so much, and she really can communicate everything so well to different cultures because she's lived it.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's beautiful. Well, and Dom and her goes very deep. Explain a little bit about sort of the deepness of the teachings and the inspiration. I'm thinking that in nowhere else have I worked with a group in the couple of workshops I've taken with Dom and her, that there's been such a mystery school energy about it. This ancient, I want to say mythology, this ancient knowingness is coming forth when these workshops are performed. So it's not just the topic of the day. And, of course, obviously past life research is about the ancient, where have you been, where is your soul traveled from or to get to this life, but also the mysteries that come forth and the unity of how those mysteries can help us in every day-to-day life here in our present time in 2017. So speak a little bit about the mysteries of Dom and Her and what they bring to the table.
Well, part of it is where they were led to build the temple is an access point where four of the 18 worldwide synchronistic lines intersect, and that's why it has such a profound energy there, and they've been able to bring in so much insight, and not only from ancient times, but also future worlds, bringing it together in that ancient future teachings. And even as you go on the website, they talk about Celtica and the paintings, how it has, they have their own sacred language, and through that it communicates even deeper than just through our regular language, and also through the symbols and the artwork and the just everything. I think their deepest mystery is having the connection with everything, including the plants and the nature spirits, and how we're all connected and working through that. So they even have technology where plants sing and you can hear the music through the plants. It's amazing. But becoming one with everything is really how to really be happy and truly be, you know, to truly feel alive, is that you're really part of this grand ecosystem on invisible and visible levels. So they really help you get in contact, not only deepening your contact with yourself, starts to have you start to connect with all things, from bacteria to the greatest intelligent beings, as they say, or the visible and invisible. So it's, you know, feeling the life force in everything and how we coexist. And that's what really brings true harmony and peace within ourselves and in the world. So to me, sometimes when it seems like it goes so deep into mysteries, it's actually always simple when it's God. And it's really connection and artwork and allowing your spirit to soar.
Excellent point. It really is just getting back to that connection with God, with the Creator, and all things. Good job. Yes. And to me, the beauty, that's what I really love about Dom and Her. It is beautiful. Anytime you look at anything that they've done about the community in Italy, and the beauty of the artwork, the beauty of the grounds and the temples, the labyrinths, the trees, the forest, it's beautiful. And bringing that beauty to our world is so important. We exist in cities, by and large, most of us, and the cities are sometimes beautiful and sometimes they can be quite ugly or quite sort of deflating. So bringing that beauty from these sacred places into our hearts, into our space within, and then walking in that beauty ourselves is obviously a goal. So we can bring that beauty wherever we are. So what have been some of your experiences, if you care to share some, with the workshops that Dom and Her puts on that people might expect in this past life research workshop?
Well, for instance, my first lifetime that I did, I was an Inuit. So I was in the Arctica living and able to fish and hunt, and I had a wife and a child, and you know, at the time I was like, really? Like, I'm an Eskimo, you know? But what it really came to me is, a lot of times I feel lack and I feel frightened that that the earth won't provide, that, you know, and all of this. And here they were in where it was snowing all the time, it was freezing, and yet Mother Nature always provided them with food and sustainability, and also relationship, connection with relationship, and because, you know, it's hard nowadays to have relationships. A lot of us have been divorced and, you know, looking for someone, and it was just nice to be able to remember the feeling of a good relationship and family and all of that. And so that was my first life. And even though it was simple, it was really profound because it helped me feel safer with Mother Earth, that she will always provide And like I said, more of a connection and relationships, that it can be happy and simple. And then the next one was, I was a 13th century Spanish woman that was very free-spirited, which is me. And but I was like stuck at home, you know, with my parents, like thinking I had no future. And sometimes I feel like I'm just stuck, you know, in my life and all of that. And things do change. And all of a sudden she had an opportunity to go to South America, and she ended up falling in love and getting married and owning a business. And it's so interesting, because since that seminar, I've met this man, and he, you know, wants to marry me. And I've moved to San Antonio, which I know is not South America, but it still is. It has a Spanish influence, so maybe. But you know, it's interesting, considering I barely have dated, and all of a sudden now I may very well marry and move to a different city. So, and I have my adventure. So it's interesting. Not everyone happens like that. I've seen others that they've told me it really progressed and helped her remove blockages for her to really live out her life purpose, and she can see the progression. So, it's different, but for me it was really profound, and in some ways sometimes on subtle levels that I didn't see later and didn't realize how deep my fears were about the earth really feeling safe on earth, you know. Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's different for everyone, but that was profound for me.
Interesting that such core issues could come up, like safety and relationships. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from such a simple reading, or it seems like a simple reading of a simple life, as you just said, with the Inuit, but so much lying underneath of that as a foundation of how it's affecting you today, had been affecting you today. So excellent job.
Yeah, and other people, because you're in a group setting, you get to experience other people's lifetimes too. That helps. I feel we all, the people who show up, we all are healing each other, you know. So
yes.
It's through their stories also, it helped me release things. And what's kind of nice, too, is it's fun, you know. I mean, at a certain point, some people did have more emotional releases. But even after, because we all held space for them, they moved through it easily and, you know, gracefully. And when they had their ahas, it was just so profound for them. So, but it was for everyone, you know, because we all have the same healing that we need to do. So having the group setting is really helps, because I know a lot of people, I feel like we've all evolved a lot on our own, but sometimes having that community, even getting those messages together and we heal together and acting it out and drawing, because sometimes, you know, you might journal, but do you take the time to draw with the paint and to have that community and to get dressed up and act it out, you know? So it's really a sacred space to do all of that. And that's the one thing the founder of Dom and Her loved was to have fun with it. That's part of freeing our spirit. I mean, we need to start having fun with all of this. And I really feel that that's part of it, you know, which is really wonderful to have the joy.
So you just said something that I want you to explain for our listeners, and that is, I understand the artwork, you know, getting some paint and painting and letting my spirit be free in that, but dressing up and acting it out. Explain that a little bit more. Sometimes that can be scary for people.
As you get to know your character, they have you act out a scene, and they that you feel will kind of, like for me, when I was in that 13th century setting, I was at the dinner table with my parents telling them that I was going to go to South America and acting like I was, you know, so sad, but really part of me was so excited.
Okay.
It allowed, you know, I didn't have, you know, the perfect outfit on or anything, just some clothes I found in my closet. And then the people from the class helped act it out. And it was, it just made it more real. And even they have said, like in Egyptian mm-hmm. times, that's how they did psychotherapy and everything. Because you have to really change it on your cellular level. And acting it out really makes a difference. I mean, why is theater so important in our society? I mean, there's got to be a deeper reason for it than we even know. Why is artwork so important? And really, anyone can do it, because if you go online and see the Dom and Her site, those people were not artists. They just let their spirit soar, and that's what came out of them. That's what's so amazing. So you don't even know what's inside of you. I know. I love that.
It's so intricate and so beautiful.
I know. And it was just all inside of them. And that's so it's just a chance to just see what's inside of you. You know, we are so much more than what we realize. So much more.
And that's a beautiful opportunity in those 2 days. And it is 2 full days, 10 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd, that you can really explore and let the artist come out from within side of each of us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. And
thanks for explaining that acting
Sarah.
Out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And if I could kind of explain Saren B a little bit, if that's all right, too, because they're built in quadrants, and like they have an art quadrant, they have agriculture, health and well-being, and education. And, you know, in their art section, they have such amazing theater. They'll put on a play for Charlotte's Web, and they'll use real animals because it's outside that they do the theater. And, you know, they had Miss Saigon, and they had a real helicopter come in. I mean, it's very interactive, and they have a beautiful labyrinth there, and it's really interesting to see how that community has developed and what they've done. And like I said, I think this is going to be an interesting, fun group of people that really, I feel we're going to have some real profound healing there. And you know, Trish McCannon also, she's the one who brought Dom and Her to Atlanta, and she still does work with them here. But this is just an opportunity to allow Saren B to have a chance with the Past Life Workshop to bring Dom and Her here and just have that exchange of energy.
So tell us a little bit about Trisha McCannon.
She's a writer, a lecturer, and travels around the world, and she's been to Dom and Her probably 10 more than 10 times, I'm not sure exactly. And she's worked with them, and she deals a lot with the mystery schools and the divine feminine, and she's amazing in her own right. And she really helped bring Dom and Her and to tell people about them and to really bring that energy forth. So I'm grateful to her and grateful that, you know, Saren B is also having, you know, having this opportunity and is also open to having Dom and Her have that exchange. So.
Mm-hmm. And just to give Trisha a plug, her website is TrishaMcCannonSpeaks.com, and that's TrishaMcCannon, and then speaks, SpeaksS.com. And yeah, Trisha's an amazing mystery school teacher and really has connected with the beautiful spirit of Dom and Her and bringing them to the United States and bringing people to Dom and Her. So it's a wonderful exchange.
Yeah.
So the workshop is over a weekend. Do people need to stay at Saren B overnight, or if they're from Atlanta, they can stay at home, or how is that working?
Well, if they want to stay at home, they can, and we can even coordinate carpools if we need to. But they also, Saren B is offering some discount hotel rates. So it's something that, you know, feel free to call me. My number is on the website, or text or email me, and we can work out all those details.
Okay, and your number is 404-452-9953. And again,
right.
the email you at is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, dot past lives, P-A-S-T-L-I-V-E-S, at gmail.com. So Chris.pastlives@gmail.com to find out more about this. And the price of the 2-day workshop is $333. So per participant. Correct?
Well, can I kind of add some things with that? Is it's $100 for the Oracle to do the past life reading, and that is due by March 1st. And then, and like I said, with a picture and your birth information, and then we email it over there, and they're amazing. And then it's $233 for the actual workshop, which would be due later, you know, right before the workshop. And if you bring a partner, that it's 10% off, and it's so feel free to contact me, and we can figure everything out, the logistics of it. And
fantastic.
I'd really love for everyone to come.
absolutely, it's very exciting. So I'm trying to think as far as just getting into the energy of this, what else might people put forth in their intention to have with their connection to Dom and her? In other words, what else could they not only obviously learn about their past lives, but what else might they intend they would set up a beautiful space to be in this, in Ceremi at this workshop?
Well, I love what Dom and her says. They have a word called esoterica, because they want more of an experience than just the knowledge. And I feel like that's what this brings, is an experience, and just not the words of this is what you have to learn or this, but to truly experience something is when you really get it. And I feel like this will also, just having the interaction with Shama also, because we all tend to go to lunch together and dinner together. And, you know, you have an opportunity to talk to her about Dom and her and also their community. And, you know, nowadays, because a lot of people are upset with, you know, politics or different things like that, it gives a way to what is it that we want to create? And, you know, focusing on that, like they say with the law of attraction, it's more about focusing on what you want and not what you don't want. And but some of us don't even, we don't know exactly what we want, because we've never had a society to even to mirror. So now this might give some ideas and some extra information and experiences, being at Ceremi and hearing Shama about Dom and her. It might give some inspiration to people, and to be able to communicate to people and uplift them and know that you know, we have this beautiful future ahead of us. And so I guess an answer to your question is it's the whole experience. It's the whole mindset. It's seeing life in a different perspective and knowing that we have a beautiful future ahead of us.
That's beautiful. So something you said just struck a chord in my brain about the two communities, Ceremi and Dom and her, you know, being these utopian societies or these new communities for the future. Do you think those types of communities through these two are going to spread and create more of these types of communities? Or is it simply that when we visit those communities, we change within ourselves and so go out and simply spread the light within ourselves, not needing to necessarily change the physical structure of our neighborhoods and our cities? Or is it both?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, actually, Ceremi has a consulting company on the side where they help other communities form like this. And I know Dom and her has classes on developing spiritual communities. But I think, you know, some of us, that's a huge undertaking too. And, you know, community can be small. It can be even in your corporate office, in your business, in your church, or just even in your neighborhood or with your friends. You could, you know, just bring a group of women together for a book club, and that's a community, you know, and how to work it. And so everything can be small and large, however you want to. And also, you know, it's the thousand monkey effect. As our consciousness changes, it helps others. And who knows who you might be talking to who might be down about, you know, what's going on in the world, and instead giving them hope and having a vision of the future. And who knows, they might just be inspired and go make the community someplace that you weren't supposedly the one to actually do it, but you were supposed to transfer that knowledge. I mean, you could be driving on the MARTA and that could happen. You know, we don't know sometimes, but I think if someone feels inspired to even just talk about this with me, and if they feel inspired to do it, I think, you know, go with it. I think it'll be an interesting experience. And, you know, and even Shama is doing readings on Monday also, where you could get more insights with the Selfika and get information from her on that, and how, what type of, what information you need to know if you feel led for that also, if you can't make the whole weekend.
I was just going to bring up that on Monday the 3rd, that there are individual readings you can purchase, or, you know, have that experience. So tell us a little bit more about Selfika. Is that the language, or is that a new energy?
It's an energy, but it is also, they have a sacred language that Dom and her speaks, and it's through the Selfics. And they also have jewelry and other artwork. It's with copper, and it's and energetically it brings in it brings in this energy to help uplift your spirit, or help you with creativity or communication. And it's just the jewelry is gorgeous also, but it's a way to stay connected with Dom and her, and it is an intelligence that comes through, because they are actually very scientific also, scientific with their prayer, with their language, with their artwork. And and so I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I have some of it myself, and it feels really good, and I do feel it's helped me. And and they're just, from what I've also read, is they're an ancient technology. So it's bringing both together, the ancient future. And it is a very high intelligence that they work with that has allowed this to come through.
The jewelry does feel that way to me as well. You know, it has an ancient vibration, and it's alive. It feels alive to me,
mm-hmm.
like it has that intelligence.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, it's so funny because I wear it, and I always get compliments on my jewelry, and they're really just copper wires. It's just so funny, but people feel it, even though they don't know. And but that's part of it. I mean, it's just not the jewelry, the Selfika, but I do feel that Shama and this energy is infused when we're doing the workshop also, because I feel like it's healing us on other levels that we don't even understand. And it is an intelligence that that is really profound.
Mm-hmm. So one question, and that is, if people hear about this and want to attend, but it's after March 1st, to get in your profile information for the reading, but it's before April, can they still attend, or do they have to wait till Dom and her comes back another time?
Yeah, they it would have to be, still contact me, but it, definitely we really have to get everything in by March 1st to the Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
But you could still do a private reading if you wanted to on that Monday. But as far as the seminar goes, we really need to have everything in so that the Oracle has time to channel all the information. So unfortunately, not this time, but there'll be other seminars too. And we could, get all their information.
Do you think they'll be back at a future date?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great. So for those who are hearing this recording after April, for example, still stay tuned and get a hold of Chris at chris.pastlives@gmail.com or 404-452-9953 is the phone number to see when Dom and her will be returning. Because I know they do come. They've been trying to come once a year. I don't know exactly what their schedule would be, but they are profound. They really are amazing group.
Right.
Coming here.
So if, yeah, and then I can put everyone on an email list, and so that they'll be sure to be able to stay in touch and know when they come back again if they can't make that date.
Awesome. So I notice here on the website of Dom and Her Federation of Communities, it's a member of the Global Eco-Village Network. So you know how we were talking about building other communities. There is already a Global Eco-Village Network that people can check out to find out more about these communities around the planet. So we're getting towards the end of our show, Chris. Do you have any sort of last words of wisdom for our listeners?
With Dom and her, they really believe that that life's journey is about self-awareness and growth, and it really flourishes through exchange and dialogue with other precious companions, as they say. And I really look forward to meeting anyone that's even touched by this show if they want to contact me and have some communication, because I think it is about all touching each other and being able to gain more self-awareness. So it would just be wonderful, and I'd love to have who's ever inspired to come to the workshop and also just to even interact, because I think we're all in this together, and it makes it more fun and exciting, and we learn about ourselves through other people also. So please feel free to contact me. So, and
you're
thank you, Gail, for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. You're very correct. We learn about each other through hearing and just being in that community with others. We learn about ourselves by being with others, and that's so important these days to create community. I think part of this world challenge is getting away from the value of separateness, the independence. Of course, we all like independence, but we don't like the separateness. And remembering that we can still be independent and be in community at the same time. Yeah. So again, this is Dom and Her Past Life Research Workshop on April 1st and 2nd, 2017. It's going to be, that's a Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's going to be held at Serenby, which is south of Atlanta. And it is, the way you can get in touch with Chris is chris.pastlives@gmail.com or 404-452-9953. So thank you. It's been amazing having you on the show, and I love Dom and Her. I want to go to Italy at some point and be able to. Yeah, we'll have to get Tricia to put together another trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for being on the Peace Brain Show.
Yeah, thank you so much. What a beautiful community you're building, so thank you.
So now, everybody, take a breath, and we'll go into a Peace Brain meditation. So center yourself, however you do that. Be in the center of your head or your higher self and your sacred heart. Give yourself a grounding cord. This is a tool we usually use every time we do this show. An energetic connection coming out of the base of your spine, going all the way down to the center of the planet of Mother Earth. And just anchoring into her iron crystal core. And allow yourself to be present. Allow all the energies from the past or the future to just flow down that grounding cord. And be in the present moment, this beautiful moment. And take a breath and imagine yourself at either Dom and Her or Serenby, this beautiful community, walking through the woods, the butterflies around you, the birds singing, the grass that is sweet and sings as you walk past. Smell the air, the cleanness, the cleanliness, the sunlight filtering through the trees. And then find a bench or a log to sit on and rest for a moment, just being present to your surroundings, connecting with everything you see and hear, smell and touch. Connect with that bird in the trees singing his beautiful song. Connect with the wind as it blows by your ear and brings that sweet breath of air into your body. Connect with the grass at your feet. In fact, reach down and touch it. Feel the soft new green blades that have come up in the spring and the sweetness of when you smell as you may break one of the blades and smell the sweetness of the grass. It is all saying hello to you, the grass, the birds, the wind, the trees, the sunlight. It asks you to be present in the moment. It asks you to stay in your heart, that place of love and unity. Yes, you are alone in the woods, and yet you are not alone. Your body is singular in its human form, but your spirit is connected to all of those life forms around you. Breathe in the connection. Breathe in that community. Breathe in that love and unity for each other. You are the sunlight and the trees. You are one with the wind and its playful spirit. You are one with that blade of grass and the sweetness of the grass below your feet. Feel it tickle your toes as you take your shoes off and walk on it and let it spread between your toes, saying hello to your body. Be present to not only the moment, but to this life and all the lives you have lived in nature, that you have lived on this planet. Feel the connection to the earth. Feel the connection to all of yourself, your soul's journey. And know that the sunlight has bathed your body in this form and in previous forms as your soul has chosen to come to this earth and played with nature in various forms and places around the planet. Take a breath and know that all of that is you. All of that is your soul's journey and who you are today. That all of that is also who you are in the future, with many more exciting experiences to come that are truly already sitting in your heart. You can access them all. You can be yourself. And say hello to Dom and her in this beautiful alpine area of Italy with its sacred geometric ley lines and connections, with its temples underground, with art and stone and crystal and love. Know that Dharmanhar is also in your heart. And if you are on this call, you are connected to her. Breathe in her life force. Breathe in her love. And also connect yourself to Serenbe, that beautiful new community here in Georgia in the United States. Breathe in its life force and its love, its new template of what the world can be when we create communities out of love, out of consideration for others, out of harmony with nature, out of wonder and beauty. And with this connection, bring it into your heart and know that it is always there. Take a breath, bring yourself back to the chair or wherever you are sitting, and open your eyes. And know that you are truly connected to everything around you. Ah, thank you for being on the Peace Brain Show today. And thank you for tuning in to learn about Dom and Her and about this past life research workshop, where you can learn about your soul's journey on its previous lives to help you be more fully in this present life, here and now. So I want to thank Chris Andrews for being on the Peace Brain Show. And again, you can connect with her at chris.pastlives@gmail.com or the telephone number 404-452-9953. And please do attend the Past Life Research Workshop if that works for you, if it draws you to it. And remember, talk with Chris about getting in your information by March 1st. Which is just a couple weeks away, today being Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone, that you will be able to have that reading. Or, of course, you can go for your private reading, too. So, again, thank you for tuning into that. And of course, if you want to connect with me, Dr. Gail Lash, you can find out more about me at tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. I'm happy to talk with you about your next steps towards peace. And now, please go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.